nonsense.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Podcasts will be on 1360KHNC.com. I have a guest with me this afternoon, Ralph Epperson. He is a researcher, a publisher, and a wonderful man. Ralph, are you there?
I am there indeed. Yes, Rick. Thank you very much. I'm here.
Okay. If you want to give a little info on yourself, please go ahead and do that. If not, you have an interesting subject today. I'll let you decide.
No, we're going to do both. I just want to make a couple of comments. I've been doing this since 1962. That's over 50 years. I've read at least one book by 119 conspiracy writers. I was selected to the first ever Conspiracy Writers Hall of Fame in 2011. There's 20 listed names on that. So of the 119 that I've read, only 20 of us were in that list. So I believe that what I'm going to talk about is 100% true. This is going to be a very brief skimming of some very important information, because what I've discovered and others have discovered, and I'm going to relay that information as briefly as I can, because there are some very serious things happening, and things will be happening very, very soon. I want to go start with the story of John Kennedy Jr. You might remember John Kennedy, the president, was assassinated in 1963, and there's a very famous picture of little John Kennedy Jr. in front of Jackie, his mother, and his uncles Bobby and Teddy. And he's giving a little salute with his right arm like he's in the Army. And that picture, I've asked at least 20 people in the last couple of years if you remember that picture, and everybody of all ages, all races, everybody knows John Kennedy Jr. We grew up with this young man. So I want to start with that because this man is still alive. He is still alive, and we're going to talk about that. I've got pictures of him when he was alive before he allegedly died. We'll talk about that in a minute. But with him and Donald Trump, they're very close friends. They both live in New York City. But here's the start of the conspiratorial view of history regarding John Kennedy Jr., the son. He created a magazine called George. G as in George, J as in George, E-O-R-G-E, George, like in Washington. But it's got nothing to do with Washington, as you can see by his cover. I've got a picture of him in front. He's standing by it when he introduced it. And he's got a big panel board there of a woman wearing clothing that looks like something that George Washington would wear. So what she's telling you, it's not a woman, it's a man, and it's not George Washington. There's another George. Now let's talk about that other George. That's what we're going to talk about. Who was this George, and why did he create a magazine with that name? Daniel Moynihan was a senator from New York. John Jr. and Donald Trump both, of course, lived in New York. and he decided to retire after, you know, maybe 20 or some years. No scandal, no drugs, no women in his life. He just retired. And John Kennedy decided, since he was involved with a very political family, decided to run for the Senate seat in the year 2000. Now, so he started working on this, and the word got out. But the problem was that Hillary Clinton was also going to run for that Senate seat. And when she found out that John Jr. was going to run in the Democrat primary, she would not be able to defeat him. And since she had connections back to the conspiracy that elected her husband, Bill Clinton, I have a DVD called Clinton's Conspiracy, because he told us with his own mouth there was a conspiracy. So she went to this conspiracy and said, I want that seat. You promised me. So I believe what happened was some men, not Hillary, but men came to him and said, listen, your father was one of four brothers, Joseph Jr., then John, and then Teddy Kennedy, and then Bobby Kennedy. Three of those men were murdered by this conspiracy. And we're suggesting that you not run for the Senate seat because you could be number five. So little Junior said, this is getting scary. He never expected this. Now, he bought an airplane, learned to fly it, and then learned that his uncle, Joseph Jr., in 1944, was murdered by this conspiracy when he was piloting a remote-controlled airplane. He was flying it, then it was going to be remote-controlled, which means he knew that remote control was something we had in technology since 1944. So he bought an airplane, learned to fly it, and then learned how to remote control it. Now, he did not get into that airplane. He took it off in New Jersey and had a camera, of course, in the airplane. He knew where he was. He knew how to get to where he was going. There was no wife, no sister. He was not even in the plane himself. And he intentionally crashed his airplane so that he could hide from the people threatening him because of his involvement in politics.
Okay, Ralph, we're going to go to about a 2.5-minute break. Hold on. We'll be back. Continue with that crash. We'll be right back.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
Well, I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com.
Hey,
Hey, listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your copays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Okay, we're back. The program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. My guest today is Ralph Epperson. Podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com. Okay, Ralph, please continue.
Thank you very much. You're very kind. Yes, we've been talking about John Kennedy Jr., the son of John Kennedy, the president who was assassinated by a conspiracy in 1963. We're going to examine some details about that. Of course, I can't do this in about an hour, but we're going to skim over it. We're going to learn that there was a conspiracy in the John Kennedy assassination, and we're going to talk about that today as briefly as I can make it because I've only been given 1 hour. Now, I have in front of me a picture of John Kennedy about the time that he was still single and living with the magazine, George as a magazine. And here's what the picture is, I guess you'd call it a frontal image of a smiling, like from his Adam's apple up through his hair. And on top of it is written, "No, I didn't fly my plane into the ocean. And yes, George Bush killed my father. George Bush killed my father, John Kennedy, in the assassination." Now, hold on, please. This is revolutionary. But I'm saying this is true, and as best as I can find out, we're going to examine it briefly. It would take probably about 3 hours to give you the documentation for this. But notice what he said. George Bush, that's why he named his magazine George. It was a subtle way of letting George Herbert Walker Bush, the president, the father of George W. Bush, one-term president. He was a vice president for a while, head of the CIA, various positions. There is I got a picture of Robert Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy's son. That's would be his, I guess, your cousin or whatever it is. He was on a TV show, on a podcast. And we were watching him. When you turned this podcast on, you were looking at him. He was sitting there in his chair, and someone typed in underneath him, but we could all read it. It said, "If John Kennedy Jr. is alive, scratch your nose." And Bobby Kennedy Jr. got that little grin on his face and scratched his nose. That's part of the evidence that this man is real. Now, let's talk about George Herbert Walker Bush, because George Herbert Walker Bush was in charge, assigned the duty of the people, the conspiracy that Bill Clinton told us about in 1992 when he accepted the Democrat nomination in his own speech, in his own writing, in his book. He was assigned the duty to collect rogue elements in six different organizations. Of course, not all of them were involved, but he got people because this was a major conspiracy And these were the six groups that had individuals directly involved in planning the assassination of John Kennedy on November the 22nd, 1963. Certain individuals in the CIA, the FBI, the Dallas Police Department, the Secret Service, the Mafia, and the Masonic Lodge. Now, I could do an hour program on the evidence that the Masons intentionally, these high-ranking Masons, intentionally were directly involved in the assassination of John Kennedy. Now, I have a letter here in front of me. It was dated November the 29th, 1963, from J. Edgar Hoover, the director of the CIA, of the FBI, and it was about the assassination of President John Kennedy, November 22nd, meaning a week later. And at the bottom of the letter, I'm going to quote you. I have the letter in front of me. It's a copy of a copy of a copy, of course. Here's what he said. The substance of the foregoing information was orally furnished to us by George Herbert Walker Bush of the Central Intelligence Agency on November 23rd, 1963. J. Edgar Hoover just told us that George Herbert Walker Bush was a member, an agent of the CIA. I have another letter dated, let's see, let me get my... This was dated November 22nd, 63, and it's a report of a CIA a special agent Graham Kitchell, and it says that as on 145, Mr. George Herbert Walker Bush, president of the Zapata offshore, etc., called and relayed some information about someone that he had heard was going to assassinate President Kennedy. So this was a call made by George Herbert Walker Bush to the Secret Service, to the FBI, and they documented it with writing. Here's what it says. Bush stated that because he named a man that he had heard claim that he was going to kill President Kennedy on the very day that it happened. But the letter says, Bush stated that he was proceeding to Dallas, Texas, would remain in the Sheraton Dallas Hotel and return to his residence on November 23rd, 1963, the following day, which was Saturday. And they gave his telephone number, and it's dated. So in other words, George Bush called the FBI and told an agent that he had heard a story that a certain man was going to assassinate President Kennedy that day. And this has been documented. I've got a copy of the letter. Yes. He named the man as James Parrott, has been talking about killing the president. Bush stated that he was proceeding to Dallas and would remain and then return on the next day. Now, in front of me, I've got a picture of the Texas School Book Depository. That's where, just go back, when John Kennedy came to Dallas on November the 22nd, he was in a motorcade. He drove in the streets around Dallas, and the people on the curbs and in the buildings were waving and screaming and shouting and getting him to look, etc. He was very pleased to see him. He was the second car in a motorcade. The first car was occupied by the police chief, the county sheriff, and two Secret Service agents, and they were told to stay one quarter mile ahead of the Kennedy car at all times. So they were the first car. John Kennedy's car was the second car. But this was in front of the school book depository. There, after the assassination, people came out of the building, and they stood around and watched and talked and were shocked to see him. People were pointing that he was shot from the sixth floor of the building. The building is six stories plus a daylight basement, so it's actually five stories and a daylight basement but they claimed that Lee Harvey Oswald was up in the sixth floor of the building shooting John Kennedy as the motorcade came by. Well, this is outside the building to, there's, oh, I would guess probably 15 or 20 people, including policemen, and standing around waiting in front. Now, let me tell you this. You don't get into the building by walking off the curb. You at the building line where the building starts, there's a stairway of about maybe a dozen steps, and you take those steps up, and then there's a small walk, maybe 10 feet, and then you open the doors on the second floor. The daylight basement is actually the first floor. But anyway, that the this picture shows a man standing on the right-hand side on the sidewalk, right, almost directly in front of the steps on the right-hand side, and it is George Herbert Walker Bush. George Bush was there in Dallas where he was before. All we can tell you is that this picture was taken shortly after, because there were still policemen standing around and people who came out of the building standing around talking and being shocked and trying to figure out what happened and memorializing it in their own minds. And there's no question, it's George Herbert Walker Bush. Now, you could conclude that the reason he wanted to come to Dallas for one day, to show up on the 22nd and then stay overnight and leave the next day, and I'm guessing, this is a guess, I'm admitting I can't prove this, but it sounds like he wanted to be there someplace nearby and watch to make sure that his job was well handled, and it got the president assassinated him. Now, let's start talking about the evidence that John Jr. is alive today. This first picture I have is of a man sitting. Okay, let me do it this way. When Donald Trump holds these rallies, he's standing at a podium with their speeches are on either side of him. He can move from one side to the other to read it. And then he's standing in front of a bleacher, maybe 30 people across, sometimes 15 or 20, there's 400 or 500 people behind him, and they've all got signs, and they're all, whenever Trump says something, they raise their signs and scream and shout and start shouting, etc., in acknowledgement. But they're looking at the back of Donald Trump. So Donald Trump turned around and looked straight ahead into this picture of this man. Now, he's wearing a big, some sort of felt, or maybe like a seaman used to wear a skull cap, and he's wearing glasses, and he's got a rough outline of maybe a 3 or 4, maybe a week beard, and he's sitting with a loose shirt and tie, and he's just sitting there. So when Donald Trump turned around, he was at eye level, directly behind him sat John Kennedy Jr. And when Donald Trump saw him there, he recognized him. And then when he turned around, he also had that little grin like, I know something that you don't know. And that was that John Kennedy Jr. is seated right behind me. Now, I've also got pictures of that very same day, and seated in two rows in front of him, of John Kennedy Jr., and over to the right, three people, is seated his wife. Now, his wife is a very beautiful, in my mind, beautiful blonde. She's distinctively different somehow, but she's got a smile on her face that when she smiles, her whole face lights up. So she's sitting to his right, down two rows, which means they're not sitting together, so they could combine the people and say, my gosh, that's really John Kennedy and his wife. In other words, they're separated. So you've got to figure, well, you see the woman, that's not, oh, she's pretty, so let's turn around and listen to Trump. But this, So now I've got a picture of the two of them together.
Ralph.
Yes.
Okay, hold your thought right there. We've got another break. Sorry to interrupt, but we've got about a four-minute break. We'll come back in just a few minutes. This is Present Truth. My host, my guest, Ralph Epperson, Rick Rodriguez, podcast, 1360KHNC.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts. The P.E. Gun Show, May 28th and 29th, is located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm drawings sponsored by Elijah Hatch, running for Weld County Commissioner at Large. With CCW classes, food all weekend, and thousands of fellow patriots, it's a great way to spend the day. For info, see PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
In 1964, a 10-cent dime bought you 10 cents worth of stuff. Today, we sell this silver dime for well over $2. This silver dime will buy you the same amount as it did in 1964, and it will buy you the same amount in 2030, 2040, and well beyond. Call 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, your gold and silver experts. 800-951-0592.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program, The Pursuit of God, on 1360 KHNC, and I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great pursuit of God.
Hello, this is Daniel from A&D Design. We stopped by today to let you know that we have kitchen and bathroom cabinets. These are soft close full overlay cabinets with full extension rails made of plywood. You can contact us at 303-968-6678, and Cyrus has our website.
You can find more information on our website at andcabinetdesign.com. That's andcabinetdesign.com.
And again, just call me, 303-968-6678.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Welcome back to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. My guest is Ralph Epperson. And tomorrow, Ralph, we're going to continue with another hour broadcast tomorrow. And so please remember, come back into 1360 KHNC. All right, Ralph, continue, please.
Thank you very much. You're very kind. I know this is brief. Normally, when I talk about this thing, I document it and I spend time, and we'll take the full hour today, and then tomorrow, when we get in this, we'll even take callers who want to call in and ask questions or challenge me to what I'm saying. But let's talk now. Let's talk about George Herbert Walker Bush. Because there's a very, well, let's go see. Yeah, now, I don't now have, also, the most recent picture that I've got is of John Kennedy Jr. sitting in the White House at the desk of Donald Trump when he was president 2 years ago. It's current, and there's absolutely no question it's John Kennedy Jr. Now, let's talk about Jr. John Jr. is helping Donald Trump regain the presidency. Now, people say, well, we're just going to run in 2024. I don't think so. In fact, the draining of the swamp has already started. Donald Trump, before he left office, started removing people who have done evil deeds as officers and workers or whatever it is in the government, and taking them to Guantanamo, which is a prison, of course. It's actually a naval base, I guess. But there's a prison down there, and they're charging people for treason, for those who especially conducted this bogus election fraud. By the way, well, at the very end, let's talk about the act he's going to do this, because the reason that Junior is significant and is helping, because I believe Donald Trump will become president very, very soon. It might very well be a matter of months. He has, the way he could do it, he could then would need a vice president, and he's going to name John Kennedy Jr. And Donald Trump promised us when he was president that he has the power to release the Warren Commission files that have been buried that we probably will never, ever see, which proves categorically there was a conspiracy in the killing of John Kennedy. And when he does that, he'll release it, create a commission, and then name his vice president to be investigating that, and we're going to find out who really did murder his father, John Kennedy. Now, so that's enough of Junior. I've got those pictures, and boy, I wish I had the ability to show them to you, but I tell you, if you want these pictures, you can call me, and I'll have to photocopy or mail them. I'm not very good at the computer, but I want you to know that I'm actually 100% convinced that he's alive and well right even today.
Al, and go ahead, Ralph, go ahead, give out your phone number, your contact information.
Okay, great, thank you. My website is Ralph, R as in Robert, R as in Robert, A alpha, L as in lousy, P as in Petunia, H, Ralph, and then dash Epperson, E as in Edward, P as in Peter, E-R-S-O-N, Ralph-Epperson.com. That's my website. My email is EppersonRaw, one word, joined together, Epperson, and then R-A for Ralph, EppersonRA@AOL.com. So you can get in touch with me. By the way, I'm very visible. People call me all the time, and I'm single, don't have any children living with me. I'm by myself, don't even have a dog to walk. So I'm here pretty much all the time. If you want to call, even challenge me, call me. And I'll give you my 800 number, 422-3888. 800-422-3888. And I've written four books, The Unseen Hand, The New World Order, Masonry, Conspiracy Against Christianity, and Jesse James, United States Senator. That's another story sometime for another day, maybe with you, Rick, if you want to, because this man, Jesse James, the outlaw, the one that was shot, allegedly shot in 1882, died in 1951 at 103 years of age. And between when he was shot and when he died, he was a major, major, major player in this nation's past. In fact, I believe this is the story of the century. But let's go now to George Herbert Walker Bush. Let's put some things into place about him. He died on November the 30th, 2018, and his funeral was the 6th of December, 2018. Now, let's talk. Let's say you and I are in a huge cathedral, and we're up on the altar, and we're facing straight ahead down the aisle to the rear doors. And on each side of that aisle is a pew. And maybe there's each pew has 8 seats, or, you know, seating facilities for 8 people. So there's 8 on the right and 8 on the left, and then back, going back 50, 100 rows, I don't know how many, doesn't matter. But anyway, there's a lectern or podium, whatever you want to call it, that's 3 feet. You take steps up and then stand with the microphone, and you can speak to the entire body. Everybody in the church can see you because you're in the right-hand corner, and you're elevated. They don't have to, you know, peer through someone's hat or whatever in the church. They can look over the heads and see you talk. But there was a photographer there, and he was videotaping the first pew directly underneath him on the right side of the 2 pews. And those people are Donald Trump, his wife Melania, and then the next person in was Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, then Bill Clinton, then Hillary Clinton.
Ralph, we're going to go to our next break. We're there with Hillary, and we'll come back and start from that point. This is The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez, my guest, Ralph Epperson, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
GodsPainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
Welcome back to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. My guest today, Ralph Epperson. Ralph will has agreed to come on tomorrow, again on the Present Truth from 2 to 3. And also, he will, at the end of the program, give out contact information one more time. But until then, please, Ralph, continue.
Thank you very much. We're talking about the funeral of George Herbert Walker Bush. He was the president of, I guess, a couple of people ago. He, I guess, was elected one term, and then I guess Ronald Reagan beat him in the, that election. But he died on November the 30th, 2018, and we're now going to talk about his funeral because something very, very strange happened during that ceremony. Once again, I was right in the middle of describing the church. As I said, Rick and I are standing there on the altar, and we're looking straight ahead down the aisle in the middle, all the way back to the doors that are open, let's say. And on either side of us, we're in the middle of the altar, are pews. And each pew can seat eight people. So on the right side there's eight, and on the left side of the aisle there's eight more. Now, I'm going to tell you, I've got pictures showing you who were seated there. First it's Donald Trump, and then his wife Melania, and then Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Jimmy Carter, and Jimmy's wife. So now, those eight people got a program. If you were to take two sheets of 8.5 by 11 paper and then, say, scotch tape them together and then fold one over the other, you would have a program. It'd be all printed on one, but I'm trying to show you about how big this thing was. So you'd have on the outside, you'd have page one, and on the inside, page two and three, and then on the back, you could print as well. So that's what they got. They got a program. So they opened it up, and inside that was an envelope about the size of a postcard. And people, so what on earth is this? They got this, and they opened it up, and it was brief. When you opened it up, it wasn't a paragraph. It wasn't a photograph of compromise or a pornographic picture of, you know, so-and-so. It was a message, and it was very, very brief. And you got it, you read the three lines, and then you could put it back in the envelope. The whole thing took 10 seconds. And people were shocked because this is what was in that envelope. I'm going to say this is about the size of a postcard. So which means you can hold it up in any way directly. It doesn't flop over like a sheet of paper would. So you hold it in your hand. And here's what it said. I've got a photocopy of it in front of me. It's on the internet. You can get one yourself. The top line reads, there's four lines. Former President of the United States. Oh, it's the first line. Former President, and then of the United States of America, the second line. And then, quote. It's not quoted, it's just in capital letters. They know everything, period. I'm sorry, period. Former President of the United States, George Herbert Walker Bush, they know everything, period. I'm sorry, period. Now let's talk about what does that, they were signed. Now, of course, each individual postcard wasn't signed, but it was printed. This is a printed form on a piece of paper, stock paper, like a postcard. Now, let's talk about who are they that now know everything. Because George Herbert Walker Bush had a record from 1962 all the way through the CIA, the vice presidency, the CIA director, whatever it was, ambassador to China, later on president, etc. Now, Donald Trump knew that George Walker Bush assassinated John Kennedy. So they went to him and said, we know everything about what you've been doing. We've been documenting it. Now, what we're going to do, before he died, of course, we're going to offer you a chance, George Herbert Walker Bush, to confess to all of those crimes. and then we'll let you go about your normal proceeding, and you can live for, you know, until you pass away. Or we won't bother you. We'll record on videotape or movies, wherever it is, and then we'll transcribe it, and you'll sign it in front of witnesses, maybe 20 of them, so they certify that they saw you, they knew that you had signed it, and that it's official, and it could be used in court as an evidence of your involvement. Now, if you decide not to do that, then we will release the information anyway, and will destroy your legacy, including your family, because they knew what you knew. Okay, now, there's a picture of Hillary Clinton by herself with that little postcard in her hands, and you can see almost directly she's shocked, because when she now knows that Donald Trump's team knows everything that George Herbert Walker Bush was directly involved with, including the assassination of John Kennedy, and also all of the shenanigans that they've been pulling off, and Bill Clinton's mentioning of this conspiracy that he knew about and was trained about when he went to Georgetown University. So Hillary said, my God, that means that the Trump people know about Bill and I and what we've been doing that we shouldn't be doing as well. And she was shocked. Now, there's one more little story that goes with this. On the other side of the aisle, the first person was George W. Bush, the son, and on his right was his wife, and then Jeb. Now, Jeb is, I would guess, 6'3 or so. He's taller than both his mother and father. So he was turned to be, facing directly the aisle, and he had a little smile on his face, which is very polite, saying, I'm rejoicing that this man is gone to his reward, and I'm smiling. And okay. She looked at
Ralph. Okay, Ralph, we're going to our final break. Hold on. We'll be back in about 2.5 minutes, okay? Thank you very much.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! 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 Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003 and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Sundays, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. My guest, Ralph Epperson, is agreed graciously to come back on tomorrow again, 2 to 3. Please join us. Ralph, go ahead and give out your contact information before we forget.
Yes, Ralph-Epperson.com, R-A-L-P-H-E-P-P-E-R-S-O-N, Ralph-Epperson.com. That's my website. I've got 30 DVDs for sale and 4 books. And then if you want to write to me, EppersonRA@AOL.com. Epperson, R-A, one word, Epperson, R-A, in small letters, RA@AOL.com. Now, right in the middle, talk about Jeb Bush, and I got to make one quick comment to end about why did the conspiracy kill President Kennedy? Jeb Bush, he was smiling, his little polite smile, suddenly his face went blank because they know everything they know about my Bush family, and that means me, because Jeb Bush also knew what George W. knew, and George, okay, now, let's talk about why did they kill John Kennedy? The war in Vietnam. The war in Vietnam was planned by our government in 1945 after World War II. It didn't start till 64. And John Kennedy learned about it because he became president in 61. Some places along the line learned about it. And he decided we're not going to go to war there. So he was going to pull out the advisors that were over there training the South Vietnamese to fight the North Vietnamese. So he decided to pull them out with an executive order 4 days before he went to Dallas. He didn't come back. And 4 days later, Lyndon Johnson rescinded that order. We're going to war in Vietnam. That war lasted for 8 years. And the reason was, well, I'll tell you what, I'll hold that till tomorrow. We'll explain that was the reason John Kennedy was assassinated. The war in Vietnam had to be fought, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. That's it. The reason, and I just point out, I got a letter. I'll make it very brief. It's on a letterhead of the United Hmong Council. They're a group of people who lived in the jungle, I think in Burma. And many of those people, they were fighting the Viet Cong as well during the Vietnamese War. And this is an officer. And he said, I'll make it brief. I'll do it by summary because we're running out of time. He said, I've been looking for an explanation as to why we fought that war for 39 years. When I finally watched your DVD entitled Vietnam, America's Betrayal and Treason, I now know for certain why we fought that war. Do you understand? The American people don't know why we fought that war, and that I covered it in a 4-hour DVD. It's on my website, Vietnam, America's Betrayal and Treason. And if you want to know why we fought that war and why Red China has all of these billions and trillions of dollars, you need to watch that. Because, and you can get a copy from me. I'm not here to sell it, but if you want, you can watch it on the Internet. Vietnam, America's Betrayal and Treason. It'll make sense about what's happening today in our America, the United States.
Okay, Ralph. Okay, we're finished for today. The podcast for this program, Ralph Epperson Interview, 1360khnc.com. Ralph will be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Have a wonderful day. Thank you, Ralph.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in northern Colorado.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown.